Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
And welcome everybody back to another episode of Business Innovators Radio. I am your host, Marco Salinas, and we have another special episode of our Business Networking Influencers podcast. And joining us here today, a very special guest, Miss Jenny Mendez with Mary Kay. She is based out of San Antonio and has some really cool information to share with us today. So Jenny, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you, Marco. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Jenny, let's dive right in. I'm very curious to know a little bit more about your story, and I've heard part of it, and it's extremely exciting. And so I want to know a little bit more, and let's help others to know a little bit more about your special story. So first question I have for you is this: looking back, were there any signs or clues that you had the beauty consultant gene in your DNA?
No, actually it's probably the opposite. I got my degree at UTSA. I got a bachelor's degree in biology and a master's degree in cellular biology and immunology. And I worked in the research field for over 10 years. And I worked as a research scientist. And I worked on multiple sclerosis, tuberculosis, and HIV co-infection models, cancer immunology. And the latest, I worked on ocular trauma and combat casualty care research. And I really loved what I did. And if you would have ever asked me if I'd work from home, I'd say absolutely not. And when COVID came, it kind of shifted my world a little bit, I think, as it did everybody else.
Sure.
And I was home with my kids, and we were doing virtual learning for my 10-year-old. I guess he was maybe 9 at the time. And I had a 2-year-old, and I also had a 5-year-old. And so all she knew was me being home with her all the time. And then she started pre-K and she had a field trip and she wanted either me or her dad to be a chaperone. And I said, oh, baby, we both have to work. We can't do that. And she said, well, why not? You always used to be home with me. And so in her little brain, she doesn't understand why, you know, I can't be her chaperone. I can't be there for her. And right. For me, during COVID, I was able to get that balance back. I was able to join a Bible study, and my patience was better. I wasn't rushing out the door every day like a crazy person trying to get everybody ready. And I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed being with my kids a lot. And so I was grateful for that time with them. And I said, you know what? I have an opportunity to be home with them and not miss any of their firsts. My now 11-year-old, I missed a lot of firsts. I got, videos from the babysitter of him crawling, rolling over, walking, all of these things when I should have been there. And so I have a lot more firsts to do with them, and I'm looking forward to that.
Sure, definitely. That is really, really fascinating. A very powerful testimony as far as, you know, people that feel called to do things, and you actually answered the call. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go on here. I want to know also, can you go in a little bit more detail about the person that you were before you became a beauty consultant? Were you very, were you just like work and work only? And when I'm in the work zone, I got to block everything out. Like, was that your kind of your primary thing? Did you find a way to balance family life pretty well back then? Tell us a little bit more about that kind of thing.
Sure. So I didn't do a good job of balancing my work life. I did rush out the door every single day, got up at 5 in the morning to get 3 kids ready for 2 different schools and rush to work right after to fight traffic to come back, pick them up, dinner, bath, bedtime, fit in homework somewhere there. And it was like a marathon every day. And I felt like I was just in that hamster wheel every single day, and I felt rushed and out of patience. And a lot of times in, you know, looking back on my life, when my life seemed really crazy, really hectic, I had to pause, and I didn't do this then. I'm realizing now.
Sure.
It's because my priorities were not not where they should be. Either career kind of snuck up where it shouldn't be. And I wasn't focused, or I wasn't focusing enough on my spiritual and my, you know, other parts of me besides working. And so that's one thing that I found. And when I think life is getting crazy again, I have to kind of slow it down and check my priorities again and see if they're balanced. And sure. For me, that's what Mary Kay does. Mary Kay has the philosophy that works on the golden rule to treat others as you would yourself, but also to keep God first, family second, and career third. And so I really do like that. Before I left my full-time job, I called myself Mean Mommy because I felt like that's what I was. You know, I so focused on trying to get the kids to school and me to work that, you know, you hate to think that that's how I left them, you know, at school with that kind of either hustling or rushing feeling. And they don't deserve that. So.
Sure. No, I understand. And thank you for being so transparent about and vulnerable in many ways and sharing that. But I think it's really amazing that you made those changes. So part of my question is like, you know, what inspired you to make that decision that you were going to make that change to become a beauty consultant for Mary Kay? But you kind of did touch on that in the last couple of questions. So I want to kind of take that, but slide it over just a little bit to that in mind. What drives you and your passion to do what you do with Mary Kay and to help the people that you help, specifically people that might be interested in also being a beauty consultant?
Sure. So actually, when I first got into Mary Kay, I wasn't planning on building a team. I wasn't even planning to make money from it. I was a college student and I loved everything I tried. And I just wanted everything at 50% off. And there's a lot of people who join Mary Kay for that. You know, either you're going to spend your money at Ulta, Sephora, or you can get it 50% off and join Mary Kay. And so that's what I did. And I called myself a closet consultant for like 17 years, actually. Wow. And I didn't even go out looking for customers. Just if my friends or family asked what I was wearing or using, that's how I gained my customers. And they wanted to buy it too. And it really wasn't until COVID when I lost my job, when I decided, I was kind of like, I don't know what to do. And then I have inventory. I said, well, I'm going to sell Mary Kay. And so that's what I turned to when I lost my job due to COVID. So as I've been a Mary Kay consultant, there's a lot of people who reached out to me for help. And, you know, just regarding beauty tips or taking care of skin that they can't get, you know, to be in control, had acne all their lives, whatever it is. And I really, really love having consultants come into Mary Kay as like a tight little rosebud. And like they're very unsure, unconfident, but me allowing to teach them and they're taking that coaching and they're learning and they kind of just open up and blossom and they become more confident. And I really love seeing that. That's the big thing for me with Mary Kay is being able to mentor other people to their success, both financially, but mainly like in their family lives.
So you've made it very clear that you had a very different career path and a very different life, really, before you went full time with Mary Kay. After you made that transition, and you obviously COVID was a big disruptor, and then there was the loss of the job because of COVID, and that's where it sounds like you really started saying, you know what? So what's here in front of me, Mary Kay? Why don't I go all in on this? Turn the volume up all the way, and let's see what happens. What was the reaction from your friends and family about that decision?
Many thought I was crazy. My husband is actually the one who saw me running the hamster wheel and said, something's going to give. You're going to have to choose one. I know you love Mary Kay. You love the products. You love the business, but you just don't have the time to do all those plus family, plus God, everything. It's sure. It's too much. And so he said, you're going to have to choose one. And I said, don't tell me that because I'm going to choose Mary Kay. And he said, I don't care. Just pick one. And he said he has fully supported my decision. And he even went with me to the biggest conference, the Mary Kay seminar. And he saw like how excited I was to be there, and he saw what a big deal it was. And he really loves the family first, the God first, family second, career third, how the companies ran. And so from him, it was supportive. From family members, they probably all thought I was crazy. A lot of them, I asked them to join my team so that I could promote to director, and they did fully support me in that. So I do appreciate that. My coworkers, where I was a research scientist, they all thought I was going somewhere else to do science. And I said, I promise I'm not going to another science job. If I do, I'll come back here. But, you know, they kind of had no idea what I was doing. Sure. And that was probably on my fault. I probably kind of kept it under them because, honestly, it was a scary choice. They tried to keep me on part time, and then I kind of felt I was really drawn to that option because I could still be making really good money while I kind of build up to director. But I felt like I was kind of hanging on to a diving board and letting my toes just hit the water. Sure. And then I said, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I need to jump all the way in. I need to just let go and go 100%. And if I don't make it, I don't make it. But I don't want that feeling of what could have happened if I didn't do it. So
right, definitely. So after you had that that removing your foot off the brake moment, so to speak, tell me about your first few experiences as a full time beauty consultant. How did those turn out?
So I loved it. I loved every minute of it. One thing that I didn't expect working from home was sometimes I felt like my time was not respected doing my job at home. You know, kids just barge in and I'm trying to do a Zoom meeting or whatever it is, appointment with the consultant. And sometimes it kind of shows the human nature of the business. You know, you can run this business with kids running around and doing, yes. doing whatever. But it also, I needed to respect my time. So I was trying to do laundry and other chores in between. And I really needed to just designate my time. And so for me, that was a little hurdle to get over. Cause it, when I'm at home all day, I see all the things I could be cleaning or picking up. But I think that was probably the biggest thing that I kind of struggle with. Also having a team. So I only had a team of, I think, three before. And now I have a team of 32. So it's, although I do love that pouring into other people and seeing their confidence grow, it was new for me to have that many people to mentor. And they're not just in San Antonio. I have one in Las Vegas. I have them in Louisiana. And so we kind of are scattered. So that's, one thing. It's my time really needs to be managed well so that I can, do all the things.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that makes a lot of sense. Have you experienced any kind of failures, whether it's getting this business up and running or in your previous career, that you feel maybe directly contributed to the success that you're now seeing with Mary Kay?
I mean, definitely there's always going to be failures before there's success. Right. You got to push on through the failures to get to the success. Yeah. When I was becoming a director, I had people who told me no, told me, I don't want to join your team. I don't want to be tied up in that. I don't want to do it. And, you know, that has to be okay. It's not going to be for everybody. But I will say, when I worked my full time job, if I only had 30 minutes to do my Mary Kay on one day, that's what I did. And I just made it fit. So you can do as little or as much as you want. And of course your paycheck will depend on that. So
definitely. No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yep. So what's it like being the Jenny Mendez you are today versus maybe pre Mary Kay Jenny Mendez?
So I definitely think I'm happier. I'm not as rushed. And I get to start my day off every day with the word and, you know, get to read some verses and get in touch first before I even start my day. And I think that really leads for a more peaceful day. It kind of calms me and You know, you're not thinking about all the things you didn't finish yesterday or whatever sure. It is. And so I do think that part is awesome. Also, the kids, I know my kids, one just had flu this week. 2 weeks ago, two of them had strep throat. And I'm looking back now and I'm saying, if I was still at that other job, I don't know what we would have done. Right. Because who's going to stay home with them? Right. Mom, but I don't have that much time off. We were off. It was almost 3 weeks. I had at least one kid home over the last month. So I'm really grateful for that flexibility and got to go to my son's, my 11-year-old son's. He had an instrument ensemble at school yesterday and a honor assembly. So I got to attend that too, that otherwise not sure that I would have been able to. So I'm grateful for the time that I have for these, again, these firsts and these experiences that money can't buy.
Yeah, no, exactly. Everything that you're describing, in my opinion, is just priceless. You really can't put a price tag on those moments and on that time, right? And so obviously Mary Kay has opened the door to you for you to be able to still experience those moments, still care for the kids when they're sick, still be a mom, still get your prayer time in, and yet you still get to make money. So sounds like a win-win all the way around. I'm curious to know, Jenny, what do you do in your non-business and non-work time? How do you recharge from work?
One of the main things me and my husband love to do together is go to concerts. We love live music, or we like doing anything with the kids. We love traveling with them and seeing their faces and excitement when we go to do new things, or just go to take them to the library, whatever it is. We just like doing things as a unit. So
sure. Yeah, that's awesome. If you could go back in time and give the pre-successful version of you one piece of advice, what would it be? I'm talking like even before you started your first career.
So I think a lot of times, well, at least for me, when I graduated high school, I didn't know there was a choice of whether to go to college or not. I was just thought after high school comes college. And, you know, my dad was an engineer. My mom had college as well. And so I just thought that was the next natural step. And I don't regret going to college by any means, but I felt like I was living a life that might fulfill somebody else and maybe not exactly my calling. I still loved what I did as a research scientist, but I didn't love the person it made me, the hectic life I was leading. And there was a matter of about 3 months where at church, the message was always about something about answering the door to opportunities. When the door is there, knock and see what it is. And so every single message every week had to do with that. And that's at the same time I was making this decision. You know, my husband said, pick one. And, you know, I really felt like that was a direct message to me. And so I think my advice would be to, you know, really do some searching. And if what you're doing right now doesn't make you happy, maybe pivot a little bit and try something else. I know with Mary Kay, it costs $20 to start your own business. It's very cheap. You can't find that anywhere else. Yeah. So I always say, what's the worst that could happen? You'll look good at half the price.
I love it. I love it. Great information, Jenny. Thank you so much for everything you shared today, for sharing your journey and your that big giant leap of faith that you took into Mary Kay. And it sounds like it's working out very well for you today. So appreciate all that you shared. How can we find out more about Jenny Mendez and continue to follow your journey?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm on Facebook. I have a glamour group, and in there I do demos and we do giveaways and all kinds of fun stuff. So you can find me on there. Or if you're interested in joining Mary Kay, if you think maybe this is something that you would like to do, or at least find out a little bit more about, you can definitely, you know, go onto a Mary Kay website. find a consultant, or you can type in my name and I'd be more than happy to, you know, kind of let you know how everything works and totally transparent, because it's a fun business and all about it.
Very nice. Thank you very much. And that's about it for another episode of Business Networking Influencers Podcast. Thank you so much, Jenny, for joining us today.
Yes. Thank you, Marco.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.